Well, Chester, leading then, I suppose, at the halfway stage, job half done?
Yeah, you know, I was really pleased with the horses. Have big hopes for tomorrow and the American team. Tucker's yet to come. This is his sort of swan song, and really hoping for a lot. I've watched them in the training. Arguably, they're better than this team, so I'm hoping Tucker can take the leaderboard tomorrow.
But competing here at the All-Tech World Equestrian Games, how much pressure was there on you? Home fans, there is a sense of excitement as well.
Yeah, you know, nerves and excitement run very close, and I like to always try and differentiate between the two, and I think I was just excited today. I watched the Dutchman Eisbrun's test this morning. I was a little inspired and thought, you know, let's go out there and try and get it. We had a little bit of tough luck in the backup. It wasn't straight. That probably cost us from having to share the lead at this stage, but I hope it'll stay.
The privilege of competing here and being amongst the favorites, is it a real honor?
Without a doubt, it's a huge honor to be here and to be part of the biggest piece of horse sport in the United States. You know, this is runs up there with the likes of the Kentucky Derby and different events I've been to. It's really fun. It's great seeing all the American fans, to see the stand so full today. To watch Driven Dressage was just a real pleasure.
And how much is it a shop window as well? Because it's obviously not an Olympic discipline, so it is a sport that probably suffers from the sort of oxygen of publicity, as it were.
You know, I understand the cross country sold out, which is huge. I'm pleased. You know, I think that the sport has a lot going for it. It's growing very rapidly. There's a big fan base. It's many people, you know, think it lends itself to the sort of aging baby boomer population. And so I think that there's good things to come for the driving sport.